A CB the Ant, Part 4. Read and listen to what happens to a CB the Ant and her friends. "We feel adventurous," shouted a CB the Ant and her friends. "Let's cross this river to get to the other side." They jumped onto a log. It was not a log. It was the back of a crocodile. "I am going to eat you," the crocodile said. Asibi the Ant and her friends cried, "We feel scared." A big hawk flew down and put Asibi the Ant and her friends on her wings. They flew really fast until the hawk landed on the other side of the river. They told the hawk they were looking for their loved ones and some lost money to help Atari's sister. The hawk said, "I will help." She flew them to a house. There was Kalu. He was with a nice family. Kalu walked with them to a church. A child holding money said, "Here is some money from our church." Atari thanked the child and gave the church half of the money. Then they saw a dog. It was Tito. "I love you, Tito," said Salmon. Tito the dog said, "Woof!" "How do you feel?" asked Kalu. "We all feel happy," the friends said. "We found our loved ones and money to help Atari's sick sister." But Asibi the Ant began to cry. She missed her mother. "And now, Asibi, your new friends have a big surprise for you," said Kalu. "Come with us." The friends walked to a hospital. There was Asibi's mother, resting in a bed. Amaka Mama hugged Asibi, and all around her were Asibi the Ant's new friends: Shayla, Atari, Kalu, Salmon, and Tito the dog. "You were so brave to look for your mother, and now we have found her," said Shayla. "I feel happy," said Asibi the Ant. And they all smiled.